We are here today to interview a young, amazing gentleman. But here's the thing. One wise gentleman once told me that the way to a man's heart is through his tummy. Let us see what this gentleman is going to cook up for us. We're out here in Pretoria today. Let us see if Pretoria has that amazing flavor that everyone is always talking about. Arriya, boss.
Hey, how's the chef?
No, I'm good himself, sir.
Sharp, I'm there, yeah? So, what you cooking?
No, today I'm creating my own mix, ginza e ginger zabalon sauce with a poached pear. I'm doing a dessert, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, just tell us a bit about yourself. Who are you? What business are you in?
Oh, well, mina musa kshili orantlamoti. The business I'm in, it's catering and events. So, I'm actually a chef.
Oh, okay. And then, I mean, how did you get into being a chef? Are you qualified for this or?
Yes, I'm qualified for this, actually. I went to school for this.
And then, I mean, most of your years growing up, were you cooking all the time?
Yeah, I'm feeling tired of pega, but lately, now that I've pega, I'm going to finish. So that's how I actually decided to take this career path.
Yeah, do you generally enjoy food?
I enjoy food. I sleep food, I drink food, everything I do is food.
I don't think you'd eat as much as me.
Try me.
But now here's the thing. I mean, you're a young guy, you're an entrepreneur. How long have you been in this business?
Well, I've been in this business for the past 4 years now. I started my business while I'm still at school, actually.
Okay.
Well, my friends say, I want to be a now. You're at school, you want to be in catering. What? You need to do 2 years. It's funuk bona. But now they see umvuzo akhona ukuthi yini into engithingayenza.
But now, when you started the business, did you get any funding or?
Yo, there was no funding. Eh? Being in from my own pocket, can I have this? I want to do this. And then with my family and support, I do my own events from my own pocket. Feeling back to it, I'm feeling in the so. Then the boy on pega bonke, but so galil. But at the end of the day, boy cheap him, I'll buy bigger piece with tafola. That's my funding. Yeah.
So I mean, you know, you're running your catering business. I mean, what's the name of your catering business before I jump to too many questions?
It's Bold Chef and Events.
It's what?
Bold Chef.
Bold Chef.
Yes.
What inspired the name?
Well, I'm a chef and I feel like I'm bold. When I started this, I'm calling it bold. But I'm starting this. So I said, no man, let me go with Bold Chef and Events.
So I mean, here's the thing. You know, you're a young guy, you're in the township. What are some of the challenges do you come across running a business, Ekas?
Yo, in my kid, Baba. In my kid, the thing shy out because inside car like this engine, when thing na my kiki, I'll prepare from engine, take and go and deliver. Yabo. So, siya pick up and then ngana ni na bantu ngapani bozo tao tuza muenza mufano ngana na ngento ngaschela yon yabo. So ganjalo siya ngayon ngamar. Ngayon ngayega. It's growing bit by bit. Yeah.
So, I mean, when you talk about these gigs, is it events or, I mean, what are these events that you run?
Well, it's events, catering for imishato, easy for any kind of event. Bold Chef and Events does that. And we have our own private events we do as the company.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and then, I mean, do you guys offer classes? What are some of the services that you guys offer?
Well, in the meantime, we are busy with the process of offering our classes because I've got many people who say, Chef, you want to know how to cook, please teach us how to cook. So we are still busy with our facilities and to give them certificate because I can't teach you how to cook at the end of the day. Not going to be proved with you. So we're still in the process. Probably early next year, we're running with that.
A lot of people speak of mentorship as being an important and critical thing to business development. Are you mentored by anyone who's in business?
No. Hey, I'm mentoring on TV. I'm a chef from Zibam. That's how I run my business.
Oh, wait. So who's your favorite chef? Like, I mean, maybe name
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, who else?
I'll watch Gordon Ramsay the whole day.
Oh.
Yeah, we want to inspire in the industry and how he does his intozak and how he does his iranama in my restaurant.
Yeah.
That's how I see myself. When I'm watching Gordon Ramsay, I watch myself. It's me on TV.
I hear you.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful narration because you've got very big dreams and you're going to surpass that, we believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs complain about barriers to entry. Having been that, you know, there's a lot of big players that have been in the industry for years and years, and it seems like all the business is going to them. Are you experiencing this?
Yeah, well, I do. But at the end of the day, the funniest thing is yeah, experience. And then those people will come back to me and say, you want to use your services as a chef? Because now both figure out, I do catering. Okay, what can you do? You're benzeling this in Omar. And then I pick up, they don't know nothing about hygiene. And then you'll come back to us, my chef, and say, I need your assistant. How can we do this? And then that's why we get more gigs, actually.
So when I walked in, you told me a lot of French. I didn't even understand. All I heard was dessert. Do people really understand lokudla okuphekayo? I mean, in the township, because I mean, you're really coming with these, you know, these nice cuisines and these, I mean, seemingly sophisticated foods as opposed to mangina, nan. I mean, do they really understand? Is the market open?
Well, for me, the market is open because of when I started. I was the first. Bakhona ma chef mamilo yang bas. But I was the first one up brave and saying, I want to bring this thing a gas, man. No, let me bring it a gas and start doing the private events. And with the response I get through my private events, it's good and people enjoy.
Mm. Yeah. And then, I mean, what sort of people do you attract maybe at your, what sort of market or people do you attract when
well,
you're hosting
I'm
a private
since
event?
I'm still in my early 20s, so it's I'm targeting mostly people my age and nabangale my 30s, yabo. On saying, let us show you, you can go to Mamelodi Eckers and have a great meal than with your santin.
What's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish? It's my... I've got many favorite dishes, actually. Understand? Ekkala, it's my broccoli and cauliflower salad.
Here's the thing about this guy. Ekkala, it's your, not someone else's.
Yeah.
So you don't like your mother's cooking? I'm kidding. Don't answer that question. What is the one thing line Mamelodi or anywhere they know you for?
Well, mostly I was telling is chusa. Could be biggest chusa fan so many moon.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've got my own secret things I put inside my pots. And the other secret I could say I use, it's when I'm open with Langotano. Whatever mundo with Yok Tolangotano.
Yeah.
You understand? So Nami Ben Pega and Piangotano, whoever will receive my dishes, I receive Motan. Men are Pegan Quatil, I'll show you realize this, because Pegu with Langotil. So the only secret I could say is Pega with Langotano.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if the question I'm going to ask ties into that, but you know, there's a lot of chefs around. There are a lot of people in the same industry as you. I mean, you've even mentioned good corner banya watigna wo chef marawe na baz.
Yeah, mnang baz.
What makes you different? I mean, why should I not go to maybe Kilopas Pahlo or go to whatever, a franchise wherever and buy food from there? Why should I buy your food?
Well, the kind of service we give to our clients. We give a service whereby at the end of the day, now you're mangalo. Okay, did I get that service there? Because penga yoko tini kona mani mofiga ngtuli kota melengi sale lengi mail. Giti if we know what we are running a function, we're running a someone's card. So everything is on time and we do fine dining. So ekasa you can fine dining. Bad thing is we will ekasa machisanyam, but you'll not get fine dining. That's what Paul Chef Events does. We give people fine dining.
If I gave you 5 million rand right now, what would your business look like in the next 5 years?
Yo. I'd be by now in the next 5 years, a restaurant will be saying Yenzil, my own restaurant, the way I wanted. And I would probably my in the school of Samsung Pega, teaching people how to cook professionally. Yeah, that's what we split all up with the money. The 2.5 million will go to the school, get the best school ever. The 2.5 will be the best restaurant ever. Ekas, elokshi, naigupi.
No Mswenko, no drop top.
No, he's always in check of at
Ekas. Yeah. No, man, thank you very much, Chef. We cooked up a storm today. Thank you for joining us. Today's business tip is particularly about what the chef touched on, which is cooking out of nothing. And one of the bases where a lot of entrepreneurs stagnate in the growth, or rather the inception of the business, is purely out of the fact that they've got nothing to cook with. Purely because we already have made up in our minds that in order for us to be great or to develop great businesses, we need all these expensive resources all around us. But you find that we've got resources all around us that we'll be able to either recycle, redevelop, re-innovate, and grow to a whole new level. There's a famous quote that says that there's nothing new under the sun. And by that clear understanding, understanding that there's nothing new under the sun, it leaves us with this notion that we also need to do what the chef has done, innovate to a whole new level. What are you going to take away? One of the things that I'd like for you to take away from today's show is this, that you'll go back, look at your business, look at the things that you would like to have in the next 4 or 5 years, and then make a conscious decision to then say that you will then also then start to apply the resources that are easily accessible to you for the growth of your business. Because should you consistently wait, then you'll be waiting forever because the waiting will never end. But should you be in transit or should you be running consistent, then growth is inevitable and you will attract the things that you want out of your business. So cook out of nothing. I had a nice poached pear and custard. You could also cook out of nothing. Cook your engineering company out of nothing. Cook your business out of nothing. Thank you for joining us for Township Entrepreneurs. Join us yet again next week. Our details are on the screen. Join in on the social media conversation. See ya, bonga. Thank you.